I'm Charles Chuck Benarek, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
It's a Lone Star Love Fest. Every afternoon at 3 on the Hardline. Woman here, bread here. Talking sports here. Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon. It is the Bob and Dan radio program here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, featuring Donovan. We also have Gribbs and Groobs. And Mike,
Mrs. Doubtfire,
and Mike Saroy doing our tickers today, keeping us up to date on all the latest scores that flow in throughout the afternoon. And we're getting ready for Cowboys-Eagles in that way that we do. We've already talked X's and O's with the great Pat Kerwin from NFL.com. And now we're going to switch gears and go a little Eagles side for you. Joining us for, I think we've had him on two or three times in the past, and he's always a pleasure to speak to. It is the great Chuck Bednarik. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm looking outside. Here we got a lot of snow.
In are you in Philadelphia?
Well, no. I'm about 50 miles north of it, near the city of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I'm looking here, it's about 10, 12 inches.
Wow. 10 inches.
How you feeling these days? You doing well?
I'm feeling very well. My secret is I happen to be a Catholic, and I go to church every morning. You know, I go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock. I'm up at 6. And Mass starts at 8 o'clock. It takes me 12 minutes to get there. So there's nothing better to start a day out. Go to church, and then I'm home by 8:30.
And the day's just begun.
Yeah.
You're 84 years old these days, right?
Yes, sir, 84.
Well,
God says I'm going to live to be 87 and go to heaven.
Well, you sound great. It's great to have you on the show again, and it's always really... What better nickname is there, Dan, in football history than Concrete Charlie? Isn't that... You have to admire a man's nickname if it starts with concrete. That's wonderful.
Are you still concrete, or?
Yeah, you know how that began when I was playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. The biggest company in Philadelphia selling concrete was the Warner Company, and they hired me. So after practice in the morning, I had my lunch, and then at 1 o'clock I'd go out and sell concrete, and they. And somebody said, he's as tough as the concrete that he sells, and they named me Concrete Charlie.
That's just an amazing story.
You were the first overall pick in the entire NFL draft, right, in 1949?
Yes, right.
So you're saying that even during the season, you had a second job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would have our team meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we would practice at 12, and we'd get done at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then after that, I'd go out and sell the concrete.
What a beating!
That's the way it was in those days.
Do you feel that things have changed for the players at all since then?
I can't hear you.
I was just saying that I think things have changed slightly for the players. Don't you?
I got you now.
Yeah.
I'm curious though. Football in the morning, concrete in the afternoon.
Right.
What percentage of your income came from each? Certainly the concrete sales did not equal your player salary, or did it?
Well, you know, in those days, football was pro football, and we didn't get as much money as these kids get today.
No.
But it was decent enough during the times. So after practice, I got myself a job, and I went and sold concrete in the city of Philadelphia. In suburbs, it was very big. And somebody, of course, got me that nickname. He's as tough as the concrete. He sells Concrete Charlie.
So are you... Every year, they talk about how the old-timers of the NFL are kind of getting screwed a bit as far as the pensions are concerned, and that the NFL does not... Are you in that group of...
Well, I'm not in that group, but I'll tell you what. We make football, pro football, what it is today. We made the game what it is. the guys were playing both offense and defense, and it was a good time. These kids today, they either play offense or they either play defense, and to me, that's pussycat football. Pussycat football, offense or defense. Hell, at my age, I could go out there and play like that.
And you, what did you, what positions did you play? You played both
center and linebacker.
Center and linebacker.
Right, and at the center part of it was single wing when I went to the University of Pennsylvania. So when you're a center in a single wing, you got to throw the ball to the right, left, or up in front of your knees. That it's a big difference. That's why you don't see many players, coaches, or players having a single wing. Not have a T formation.
Now, did they employ the head slap against you? You know, I've seen old NFL films where the defensive lineman would just take his hand and slap your helmet.
Well, I used some nasty expletives when they did that.
Okay. But I'm sure that when you got over on defense, you might have employed that same technique.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we were mean in a way of getting nasty and fighting. I think it was more verbal, that the words were, you know, thrown out of your mouth.
What, and this may sound like a terribly ignorant question, but please understand I am but 37 years old. I'm just a baby. When did the face mask come to pass in pro football? Was that was right around the late 40s, wasn't it?
I would say it was more or less in its infancy.
Okay.
You might say.
Okay, but by the time you got to the NFL, it was face mask and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I beg your pardon.
I never needed it, I didn't want it, and I'm fortunate I still have my teeth in my mouth.
Oh, well, you never wanted to wear a face mask?
Nope.
You felt that was pussycat a bit?
Yep. That face mask is—it's a pain in the neck. You can't see sometimes.
Now, so you played from 49 to 62, and obviously when we think of the Cowboys and Eagles, we think of bitter, bitter rivals, but the Cowboys weren't born until the 61 season, so I would imagine your Cowboys animosity, if you have any, is post-playing career. Do you have any?
No, you're right. You know, Cowboys weren't in business. Were in existence in those days, and as the generation went on, that's where all these big cities brought in professional football, and otherwise that's it.
Okay, and so when you were playing, biggest rivals, the Giants, I suppose, something like that, maybe the Packers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New York Giants.
Yeah.
I would say that was probably the biggest, because they, New York from Philadelphia is within a 100-mile radius, and it was a big, but the team that was out in the distance that was tough was the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, well, you have to, that's quite an endeavor to get up there, right?
Yes, indeed, and by golly, you know, and we didn't fly in those days, we'd have to go by bus, stop overnight and all that crap. So it was a different world.
In fact, over the years, and this is the great Chuck Bednarik on with us here on the ticket, former Eagle. In fact, he played for the Eagles so long ago, Tom, that he's won an NFL championship.
Well, and then the other great...
A long time ago.
The other great stat is he's been in the Hall of Fame longer than I've been alive, and not by a small margin. So
we won a championship in 49 and in 1960. And in 1960, if I don't make a game-saving tackle against the Packers on our 4-yard line,
right,
we would have lost.
Jim Taylor.
So that's the last time the Eagles won a championship.
And in fact, though, over that time, or at least we've learned from you in the past, that you may have more animosity built up against the Eagles than you do against the Cowboys.
Well, that's true. You know, when I ask, for example, the owners to buy my book or something like that, they can't do it. Say so, it kind of burns me up.
Is that book, Tom tells us your first book is out of print now, is that true?
Yeah.
What was that?
What was the first book that I had?
I think it was called, what, the Concrete Charlie, the story of the NFL's toughest man.
My wife's going to take a look.
But oh, okay.
The second one was Concrete Charlie.
Oh, okay. And you have a book out now? Is that true?
What's that?
Do you have a new book?
Emma, do I have a new book? Yes. What is it called? Yes, I do.
All right.
I believe it's the oral history of Chuck Bednarik.
It's called Bednarik, Last of the 60-Minute Men.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check that out on Amazon. We need to get a copy of that.
But
and we'll even pay for ours.
Yeah, have
unlike the Eagles,
we will definitely pay for a book for you, Chuck Bednarik, and we'd encourage anyone else to do so as well. So has that fence been mended?
What was that?
Has that fence been mended? The rift you had between you and the Eagles, or is there still some bad blood?
No, I'm in good shape with them now.
Okay.
No, Jeffrey Lurie, he's kind of made up with me.
Okay. How much are you familiar with the current team, or how much football do you watch nowadays?
Well, they train up here in nearby where I live at Lehigh University.
Uh-huh.
It's about 12 miles from my home. So I will occasionally go over there and watch the practice.
And,
but as far as going to the games is concerned, I don't know. I just don't have the ambition or the desire to go. And especially if it's on television, I'll watch it on television.
Oh, okay. So you watched the Cowboys-Eagles last week, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. I watch Eagle games on television all the time, and I did watch the Cowboys-Eagle game last week, yes.
So what do you think going into this playoff game? Tell us the Chuck Bednarik thoughts and predictions, perhaps.
I have a hard time hearing.
I'm sorry. Based on what you've seen from the Eagles, what do you think happens tomorrow night in Dallas?
Who are they going to play tomorrow?
Oh, they have the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Yeah. You like their chances?
Well, you know, I don't know. I might have to use this. Fight, Eagles, fight on your way to victory.
All right. We know which way you're rolling then.
All right. Well, we want you to have a good time watching the game. What's okay? So Chuck Bednarik gets up at 6, and he's in church and back home by 8:30 every single day.
Right.
Correct.
Now, last time you joined us, which was a few years ago, we learned that generally you would be watching Ellen about now. Yeah. What's the rest of the Chuck Bednarik day look like? When you from 8:30 to bedtime, what is Chuck Bednarik's day? Could you describe for us what you do?
I'm a big thank God for television.
Yeah,
and I watch television, favorite shows from the time I come home from church to the time I go to bed.
Okay, and what give us what are two of your favorite shows that you watch throughout the day?
Emma, what are my favorite shows that I like to watch?
The military channel.
Yeah.
Because I was in the service, and what else, Emma?
Jerry Springer.
Well, a guy named Jerry Springer and Maury.
That thing is crazy. How can you watch Jerry Springer?
How can I watch him, Emma?
Is this country... Can you believe that they put that on TV?
Yeah.
Do you like the fighting?
The fighting, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't? Those are our favorite shows as well. Chuck, listen, thank you so much for your time. We hope you and Emma have a lovely day, and you know, hope you have a good time watching the game tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking outside of my window. We got about 10 inches of snow out in the ground.
Well, I hope you have someone shoveling for you. Don't even try it.
You know what? I got grandsons that want to make money.
Good.
And they come here with shovels and all. And they do the work.
Well, that's what grandsons are for.
Right.
Chuck, thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
There he goes. The wonderful...
Mr. Bednarik, thanks for taking the time to do that. Oh, you're doing fine. You have a good day. Okay, take care, sir. All right, bye-bye.
And there he goes. NFL Hall of Famer.
That was amazing.
Husband of Emma.
That was like the best preview of the Eagles I've heard yet.
Wow.
Nationally, locally.
What a treasure, you know?
He really is.
You know, it snowed up there.
About 10 inches.
Dude, that was awesome.
It's nuts.
I, will not tolerate anything from you, sir.
But I'm not sure.
Hey, that made me happy.
How do you get the nickname Concrete Charlie, though? I'm
Stop.
Not sure.
That
Come
was,
on.
Why are you guys I'd like to call him back and find out.
The great Chuck Bednar.
I can't wait to ask my wife what shows I watch also.
I wasn't sure this morning if I was ready for another visit, and now I'm not sure I'm ready to wait very long.
You want to call back next segment? We can call him back next segment. He won't even remember being on.
Stop it!
Come on! You're an Eagles fan. Took time out?
That is so wrong.
That is calloused and sensitive, and for that, the Eagles are going to lose tomorrow night, and you're going to have yourself to blame. You and the clown that spit on the star will be the reason.
Emma, where do I hang up the phone?
It's on.
Stop it!
All right, 206.
That's the best interview ever.
Very pleased. 206. Let's dive into some football talk next.